You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Welcome back to the Tuesday Wire on 95BFM. Last July, the first installment of the Cross Street Market took place at No. 4 Cross Street. For those not familiar, Cross Street is the one-way street between Mercury Lane and Upper Queen Street, running parallel to Karangahape Road. I caught up with Alison Reed, who is one of the brains behind the market, along with Tony Downing. Alison runs the vintage clothing shop Search and Destroy, which stays open while the market runs next door. She was kind enough to sit down with me next to the changing room in her shop and chat yesterday while shoppers browsed around us. I began by asking Alison how the Cross Street Market came about.
I should precursor it by saying we had a furniture shop and a clothing shop up in St. Kevin's Arcade. Mm-hmm. And we'd always come up with this harebrained scheme how to get people into the arcade. And so we created this market every Sunday up there. And that went really well. People loved it. We would just pack the arcade with furniture out the front and all of the shops were involved. And then it would end up probably in a big drinking session on Sunday night. So we had that under our belts. Anyway, we cut a long story short. The new owner kicks everyone out from St. Kevin's Arcade. We come down to Cross Street. And going along... Hello.
Hi.
How are you? Oh, you bring that one back?
Oh, no.
No, you're going to take it.
Right. At this point, we were interrupted by a customer who was wondering whether the shorts she had been thinking about buying a couple of days earlier were still on the rack. For the record, they were. We picked back up with Alison talking about the transition of her shop from St. Kevin's Arcade to Cross Street.
Okay, so we came down here, didn't know how it was going to go, and for 6 months just had Search and Destroy the clothing shop. And there was this kind of crazy guy next door who was renting not the very next door garage where the Cross Street Market is now, and he was called the Doc, and he eventually left, and Tom, who owns Sunset Tattoo, was like, oh man, we need to get some really good neighbours downstairs. And we were just having a casual cup of tea out the front, and Tony and Tom were chatting, and they looked at me and they said, just nod. And I went, okay. And then Tom left. I said, Tony, what was I nodding to? And he goes, oh, we're going to run a market. And I was like, okay, sweet. Like the old days. So it just, that's exactly how it began. It's just a cup of tea going, oh, yeah, we'll help you out, Tom. We'll do a market. And we didn't advertise for any storeholders, nothing. It just all came about organically. We got some friends together and were like, do you want to sell some stuff? We're going to have a market. We're going to do it for 4 days. And everyone was like, you're crazy. Can't do it for 4 days. Population says, and we're like, oh, we didn't give a fuck. Just going to do it for 4 days. Hang out, sell some stuff. And then, so we did the first one in July. And it was...
terrible weather, I remember.
It was a storm, lightning. And the overflow, whenever it rains down here, comes onto Cross Street. So it was like a river of water. And in some small miracle, because we timed it with First Thursday, which is a big K Road thing, we just had all these people come through. Like, there were thousands of people that came through, and we were like, holy shit, there must be, like, people want it. And people wanted to just hang out, and there was no pressure, all that kind of stuff. So, like, okay, well, we'll do another one. So then the next month we did another one, and then it just continued on and got bigger and bigger, and people were just knocking at the door going, can we be involved, can we be involved? And here we are. 8 months later, that's the Cross Street Market.
Yeah, and so a couple weekends ago, you had the Pride-themed market?
Yes.
Yeah, and how did that go for you guys?
It was incredible, and because we're just going through doing the next month, and we're like, oh my God, how did we not hook up with these guys before? Because it's all part of K Road, and it was incredible. We had drag queens through on Thursday and Friday night. We had Kobe, this incredible artist who does his drag partner, and they're really good, nice people. So it was a perfect mix because it was, you know, another part of K Road. So we'll get them back for sure.
And like compared to the coming from the arcade down to here, how's the market vibe? Is it similar or is it quite different? Or what would you say?
It's similar because we're doing it, and it's the same vibe for us, but it's just on a bigger scale. So the arcade was quite limited because we had to respect other shops, and we tried to take over. But here on Cross Street, on the back street, there's more room, there's more parks, it's a much, much bigger space. We've got the two spaces that we can kind of spread out. And, oh, hello, you want to try and jump in?
Sorry, thank you.
The point was we wanted our community back because we felt like it had been robbed from us. No, that is so, such a terrible thing to say, but when we came down here, we were like, oh my God, we've got no neighbours, we've got no friends.
Is it possible to pay with card?
Yes. Okay, perfect. Back when we got evicted, I don't know how long ago that was, a year and a half, there was the street vibe was, it's turned to how it's gone to shit, the horrible word gentrification, blah, blah, blah. People were leaving K Road, businesses were like disillusioned. And then we came down here and we're like, no, we don't want that, man. There's really amazing creative people down here. We want to do this market, we want to get the people back, we want to have the goodwill again. K Road is not dead. We just went through a bit of a change. And change is
nice.
Good.
That sounds cool.
Thanks. That was my speech. That was it.
And
I love it.
What do people expect when they come to the Cross Street markets? What can they expect if they haven't been before?
I know, I'm trying to look for the word, not homemade, because that sounds bad. Like, handcrafted. It's quality handcrafted work. And it's the people who make the work are there selling the work. So it's really honest.
And if people want to have a stand there, is that possible?
Or of like, course, what's the, they just,
how do they go about that?
They can come down and see us, because Search and Destroy is open 7 days a week, or they can get in touch through Instagram, the Cross Street Market. Anyone who's got a harebrained scheme, any idea, if they're making anything cool, just get in contact.
And I got to ask, what's the future? What's the plans for the future?
What is the future? Well, we've just built a cafe. So the future is coffee, denim, homeware.
Awesome. Yes, there you have it. The future is coffee, denim, and homeware. That was Alison Reed speaking with me. The Cross Street Market takes place at number 4 Cross Street, and the next market takes place on Thursday the 1st until Sunday the 4th of March. You can find more on their Instagram, The Cross Street Market, or meet Alison next door at her shop, Search and Destroy, which is open every day. Next week, I'll be moving my way further down Cross Street and chatting to the owner of new music venue 25B.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.